is Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and another touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into KSL News Radio and KSL Sports. BYU football spring practices roll on. Here with linebackers coach Justin Enna. And coach, first, I do got to ask you, not a linebacker question, but it's pretty cool seeing your son is a part of the team. Is that right?
Yeah, he is. It's been nice for him to come. He transferred from Utah State. Being around him on a daily basis, it's a special gift for me. So it's been really nice. He unfortunately was injured, I believe, practice six. So that kind of sucks. But besides that, he's done a really good job just coming down here and going to school. So it's been really nice to be able to see him daily.
When he was practicing before he got hurt, where even as a defensive coach lining up against the offensive line, you're like, you got to win that battle.
Oh, totally. I mean, we're all competitive people, right? So you want to see your child do really well. And he was doing great. And, again, injuries are part of the game, right? So he got hurt, and now it's time for him to make sure that he just takes care of business in the rehab room and get better because of it.
It's pretty cool, the family environment at BYU. We're here doing this on Alumni Day. There's sort of a really unique bond between – like generations. Not many programs can say they got father, son, even their grandfathers played at BYU. This place is kind of unique that way.
It's a special place. And when I took the job here, I believe 14, 15 months ago, you could feel it. And me being an alumni coming back home, it's so unique. BYU is a special spot that's unlike any university in the world. It's a blessing to be here for sure. It is a special spot, and I would invite any great football player to come here because it's different and unique, and it's nice having all these unlimited recruiting visits now, official visits. So I'm telling you, all we need to get these people in the door, and I think we got a good shot at getting them.
Kalani talks a lot about culture. How do you feel like that? In the culture off the field and in the program, how does that impact the on-field product?
Culture is really everything, right? I mean, you're looking for kids that want to excel on and off the football field, in the classroom, and that's preached, right, day in and day out. You want people to be the very best person they can be, right? We're always talking about best self. And so you're going to see BYU do a lot of different things, maybe that are a little bit more unconventional, right? One of those things, making sure that they understand that faith, family, and football are the priority, right? And so most places you go to, it's all about football. And Kalani specifically tells the guys, well, you know what, there's more important things in life. And so having that ability to just understand, like, we're all God's children, and that's part of the scheme, but then it's also making sure that you still find your love, your passion, and football is one of those things, that vehicle that can help you get a better education, help you possibly get to the NFL, right? And set yourself up for, no matter what, the brotherhood that you have right here. I mean, it's so tight. We got guys from Lavelle era to Broncos era, and we all went through it. And I think it's very, very special just to be part of that family. I had Leon White break the huddle today. And it was, I mean, Leon White has played the NFL for 8 years back in the 80s and 90s. And he's breaking our huddle right now. And it's 2024. But everybody has so much knowledge to share. And we all want to share it. And we all want to make sure that we understand, like, we want to leave this place better than when we found it. Well, we're here in the new SAB and all the extension because of great men like Leon Wyatt and Alema Fitisimanu. So it's been a really great blessing to link everybody together that way. It really has. It's awesome.
Talk with Justin Enna here with KSL Sports, KSL News Radio, and the link in your current linebacker unit. How do you feel the talent is there in year two with this group. Where would you kind of assess where they're at heading into the fourth week of spring ball?
Yeah, we're really youthful, and when you start looking at the guys that we have coming back, we lost A.J. Vongpachon and Max Tooley, and those were primarily the starters in nickel. Ben Bywater's coming back, and he's trying to get as healthy as possible, and he's done some really good things. But we've got, besides him, he's the only senior. Then we have a couple juniors, and then we have like six sophomores, and the rest are freshmen. And so this spring ball has been so valuable because they're getting these reps, and they're understanding the scheme. It's so valuable for these players just to go attack it and do their very best. And again, I'm telling these guys, we did third down today, and I said, if we can't stop them on a third and two or a third and three, that's going to extend the drive that beats us. And just because we're practicing it, you have to make sure you understand each scenario, and you've got to make sure that you understand that this could be the last rep of the game. This could be like the Oklahoma game, where if we get that third down stop, we make them punt, but they get the slant, and then it's over. You have to put every single play, especially third down, into that category. This is a game-winning or a game-sealing drive that we got to make sure that we stop them. Or if they continue to get it, then they run the clock out. And we didn't do it against Oklahoma last year. We got to make sure we understand how each scenario, each third down is so precious.
For the returning players that are in year two with this defensive scheme, do you sense like there's just a lot more comfort level there?
Yes, it's night and day. And so, and I tell everybody who ever asks, hey, how's spring ball going? Year two is way better than year one. All right, they were learning the scheme. Now we're really starting to understand like the true intricacies of each defense and how to be as good as possible and putting them in the best alignment and understanding exactly what their assignment is. Last year it was just hopefully they got aligned correctly, right? Now these guys are understanding the scheme. It's a total 180.
How do you envision to use Jack Kelly?
Oh, Jack Kelly is a great, great football player. And I think he's a great box backer, but he's maybe even a better edge rusher. So he's going to be doing a lot of different things out there. You're going to see him coming off the edge. You'll see him playing in the box. He's one of the smartest guys around too as well. So I don't see him leaving the field very much.
I wanted to follow up on a few other personnel tidbits on linebacker. Ace Kafusi was a guy I felt like had a really good game in that Oklahoma State. He kind of gets forgotten a little bit because the outcome. But how's Ace progressing this year?
Ace done a really good job. So he's a young guy, right? So going into his true sophomore year, he's been really playing the middle backer spot for 14 months maybe. And so him coming and joining us last year and learning linebacker, because he was primarily an edge rusher at Kahuku High School. Yeah. So learning the inside backer spot, his eyes are still learning the game and understanding what he's got to key all the time. But the athleticism that he has, and again, the Oklahoma State game was phenomenal. The way he was making open field tackles, he's got a really, really bright future. He's been battling with Harrison Taggart for the middle backer spot. And it's been kind of back and forth. And he's made some really good steps on to becoming a better linebacker and understanding what his keys are. And so his ceiling is super high. He's still just got a few more steps to go, but he's going to be a really good linebacker for sure.
And that seems to be kind of the theme. You bring up the battle with Harry. Talk with every coach here in spring. You just feel like there is battles, there's competition everywhere. I got to imagine that this team's a little bit deeper than maybe last year where it was defensively. I mean, speaking for the linebackers.
Oh, yeah, definitely for sure. So we're probably and me and Kalani always have good talks because he's a linebacker coach at heart as well, right? Also being the head coach. So we have some talks and we feel like we're seven, eight, nine deep sometimes in these spots. And so, again, they're going to battle. And the cream always rises to the top. And again, sometimes it's through frustration or friction, but it's one of those things where you just have to just keep on grinding these guys out. And these guys are not quitters. They're tough guys. I think Coach Phyllis in the weight room has been phenomenal. These guys are hungry. They're bigger, faster, stronger. The guys that I've asked to gain weight, they've gained the 15, 20 pounds. We're still not there yet, but we've gained some really good weight. And I think we've got strength with it and also speed. So we're in a really good spot. They just got to keep on battling. And again, we got a big scrimmage tomorrow, and we'll see how it all falls out.
I'm glad you bring up Phyllis. Just a few more moments here with Coach Enna. You know, people don't realize he came in May, but this is his first winter conditioning spring ball. I got to imagine that's going to help the cause of having the same strength staff going into the fall.
Oh, definitely. Coach Phyllis is like a Golden Gloves boxer. He's a tough mentality kind of guy, right? And that's what you need as a strength coach. You need a guy that can grind kids down and build them back up the right way, of course. But there's mental fatigue, right? And when you're a boxer, you can't have mental fatigue or you lose. And so the strength staff, along with Coach Phyllis and Coach Tanner, we've got the best in the business right now. And I'm telling you, these kids are getting bigger, faster, stronger. They put the weight on. They're continuing to get stronger and faster. And and the nice thing is you got Colby Clausen and Skylar Main that put the science behind it too as well. So we have an excellent strength staff and also physical therapist staff. And I mean, it's amazing. All back in the day, we didn't have any of those things. So these kids right now, they're very well maintained, and we're building to make them the very best players possible so we can win a Big 12 championship.
And last thing for you, just that chase of the Big 12 championship and kind of, you know, creating an identity in this conference. How motivated is this program right now to kind of right the wrongs from last year?
Oh, that's all we're looking at. Us being 5-7 is not good enough. We know BYU standards. I mean, we just talked about the 40-year reunion with the 1984 team that were undefeated, that won a national championship. And we talk about the brotherhood, the unity that they all had. I mean, we're not there yet, but I promise you, we're putting them in a fire right now. And again, they always say true gold is not fear, the refiner's fire. That's what we're doing right now. And this spring has been the toughest spring that I've been a part of in a long, long time. And so these kids are hungry. We're making them a little bit tougher, but they need the toughness because the Big 12 is not easy, as we all know last year. We've got to get a tougher team. And we got to make sure that we do a better job of stopping the run and then putting the team in third down and long so we can do our exotics and do what we need to do to get off the field.
All right, there you go. Linebacker coach Justin Enna. We'll take the break. We'll keep talking football. 1 week left of spring ball for BYU football. We'll keep breaking that down as the show goes on.